good. Yeah,
Love
good.
Talk Radio.
We're on the air now. He probably was trying to get in.
Thank you, man. Sometimes you meet somebody just blows your mind. Yeah. Sometimes you don't know what to do.
On the other one. Say hi to Lil. Go ahead.
Mr. Rudy Ganito. Rudy, oh my God, how are you? Oh my God, I can hear you. I wish I could see you, Rudy. Oh, I'm so happy. It's a thrill to talk to you. Rudy? I heard a beep beep. Something happened.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, that's all right. We'll get him. We're going to try to get him on the radio. Yeah. Where's your switch to shut the phone? Oh, yeah, on the side.
What?
How you shut? Just shut it off. Okay.
I know, that's what I told you, cut it off. Make him look old. Yeah. It makes you look old.
Don't bother him if you want. I think I'm Bobby. Bobby saw him.
Yeah, I don't care. My man, he says I love my hair.
There we go.
Rudy, can you hear me? Yes, can you hear me?
All right.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah. Hey, Rudy, we got you.
You got me.
Yeah, we got you. Can you hear me? Rudy.
Yes.
Can you hear me, buddy?
Yeah, I can hear you good.
Okay, good. We're back in. We're finally in. All right, look. We're sitting here in Sugar Shack Lil's home in New Bedford, Massachusetts. We just did the most beautiful. Yeah, we just did the most beautiful. Go ahead, Rudy.
How are you doing that? You took the show home there. How did you do that?
Yeah, we took the computer with us. Yeah, so we're all set. It took a little while to get, and so we're set. So poor Lil is having a little coughing jack right now, but we'll be all set in a second here. So a very exciting day. This is such a beautiful reunion. I think this woman is in love with you.
She's my child,
she
had boy.
Nothing. She left
she
me in tears. The last
work, Jack.
Oh my God! It was more than work, boy. It was all about family and love, and she's sitting right here. She's still gorgeous, Rudy. She's still gorgeous.
Hey, Lil. How come you're 1 year older than me? I can't believe it, Lil.
Hey, I just put you on speaker. Can you still hear me, Rudy? Rudy. Okay,
yeah.
Well, we can't. Can you hear me when I was on speaker? I took you off speaker. Can you hear me when I'm on speaker?
I can hear you now, but...
Okay, yeah, but when I went on speaker, you couldn't hear me. All right, look, here's... I'm going to pass the phone to Lil, but she wanted to ask you... Okay, she wants me to ask you about La Contessa.
La Contessa's right. She
let love run over to me.
That's what I told him, the same thing. She was a queen of sugar shack. She had a smile for everybody. Everybody had a smile for everybody. Sticker started at the door, the Long Island Tesla, Jerry Mateo, Chandra, everybody had a smile for everybody. We loved everybody. Most of all, we loved Rudy Carino. It happened to
Rudy. La Contessa is still around. Do you ever see her?
Yes, she's still alive. I saw her about 10 years ago. And Chandra was going to school to be a nurse. She flunked. Didn't make it.
She flunked?
But she's still around. But Mady lives right around the corner from me when I was living in Brockton.
And what about her sister?
I was
going
by to see them, and I never got there. Oh,
what
Rudy,
about
I miss you so much.
Did
I knew what you said, Rudy.
What about her sister, Iris? You remember she had a twin sister?
Barry, Chandra,
no.
Iris, and Mady.
Yeah, Iris, is she still living?
And every one of them loved you to death, Rudy. We all do. You knew that.
That's good.
You knew you were loved by everybody.
That's good.
I never saw one person in my life that didn't like you. Never. You were good to everybody, Rudy.
Thank you.
Huh? I can't wait to see you.
I know it. I can't get a goddamn reunion going. We're trying to get something going, but all the halls and
nice?
Everything.
That would be fantastic.
Really expensive.
You want to know something? Okay. It could be for a fundraiser. It could be for any little thing. I don't care what it was. If it was Rudy Garino at Sugar Shack, everybody would be there. Not just from Boston, all around. Just your name would carry so far. You don't know.
The family would come together.
The hugs and kisses. Oh, my God. So when I'm not bruised, and it's all with happiness, and you see people, I see love in their face. They don't forget. They don't want to forget. And that's everywhere I go. It's the same everywhere. But I pray to God that I can go before the summer's over. And like I told these gentlemen, when I pass on, I hope there's a Sugar Shack up there in heaven. And if there's a Sugar Shack in heaven, I want Sugar Shack Lil to be there. That's my wish. You'll probably be there, too, because you're my age.
Yeah.
We're not 26 yet, are we?
Lil, you took a lot of good pictures of me with the stars. I got them on Facebook, and thanks to you.
I got a picture of Sally. She jumped up and hugged you. She had her legs around your waist. I showed that to these guys, and they had one of Chandra hugging you. You wasn't hugging the Contessa. I don't know why. She probably wasn't.
Yeah.
I talked about the after the club closed. You know, Rudy, it was so strange. I never been in any club in my life that when it closing time, nobody wants to go home. Everybody wants to stay there. They left. They know they had to leave, but not because they wanted to go. The health didn't want to go. The musicians, nobody wanted to go home. They wanted to stay having a good time. And that was for years and years. It's a phenomenal. It's exciting.
I had to take a lot of them out for breakfast to get them out of the club.
Yeah, remember the time that this pimp asked Chandra, can I take you to Brussels? You know how the people in South don't talk right? Can I take you to Brussels? And Chandra, the whole breakfast, all the time we're having breakfast, she kept saying, you want to go to Brussels? You want to go to Brussels? I don't remember what her name was, but it was so funny. But I'm going to make it my business before this month's over to see, I don't know, but if I see Chandra, she'll take me to see Sandy because I can't drive anymore. I'm half blind in one eye. I'm half everything. I can't walk right. I use two walkers. But I'm still Sugar Shack. I haven't changed. I love everybody, Rudy. And you know what? There's always more love. I get more all the time. And I love every minute of it. And we talk about you. Once I start talking, of course we talk about you. And they said, when's Rudy coming back? I said, I wish I could tell you. Well, I'll take a toast to his hoping to see you healthy, strong, and I can see you and hug you again. I want to hug you real tight.
I'm going to have this man with you before you leave. If he doesn't want to stop me, if he stops me, I can't do it. He's not the stopping kind. He'll let me have you. That's right. That's right. Stay healthy, Lucy.
Yeah, we'll all stay healthy.
I can't talk right. See what you do to me? You still got it, Rudy. I hope everything goes well for you. Okay,
well,
hold on.
Listen, Tom, I can't hear her too clear. She's coming. I can't.
Hey, Rudy, here I am.
Yeah, Tom, I can't hear her too. I mean, she's coming over, but I can't get everything clear enough, you know?
Yeah, well, hopefully when we play it back, it's nice and clear, you know? We're on a cell phone today, so we're just doing the best we can. But this is a beautiful moment, Rudy. It's an amazing moment.
It is, to find the one and only Sugar Shack Lil. All the pictures that she's taken over there, and like the fun days.
Rudy, you were wrong.
Yeah.
Marvin Gaye was there.
At the Sugar Shack.
Yep.
No, he was never there.
Yeah, she says yeah. And she says she got a picture of Diana Ross there.
Diana Ross,
Rudy, with Sonny Lovelace. With Sonny Lovelace, she's got a picture of Diana Ross.
Well, listen, I would love to say they were there, but I know they weren't.
We got the pictures. We got pictures.
She had a nice folder made up with the Sugar Shack logo. Does she still have that?
She said she had a nice folder made up with the Sugar Shack logo, Lil.
Right.
She
Sugar
said
Shack
she had a
logo.
Nice folder made up with the Sugar Shack logo, yeah? She says she doesn't know where they are, but she's still got them.
Well, she remembers that she made them up herself.
Yeah, you made it up yourself. A nice big book, yeah. We got some pictures. We got a nice stack. Yeah, we got a nice stack of pictures here.
Well, that's good. That's good. It's good to bring back the Sugar Shack little memories. And La Contessa.
Oh, she gave us. Oh yeah, she said you'd remember the Contessa.
Yeah, everybody is. She was a riot, the Contessa. She used to tell she was married to me, you know, and I had to go and say, "Oh, we're not married."
Were you interested in the Contessa? Were you guys together?
No, we were friends. Yeah, we were friends. We got together a few times, but that was about it.
Yeah, when he gets quiet, something was up. He don't tell you nothing. Rudy, when you ask the right question, Rudy just gets quiet. He's taking the fifth. He's admitting they got together a few times. She was, Lil is saying she was special.
She was a special girl, though. She was a lot of fun to be with.
Let me tell you, Lil just said it best. You just gave yourself away, Rudy.
Yeah.
Rudy, when the pictures that we're seeing and the way Lil told the story today, you guys had, for 10 years, you had a ball.
Oh, I tell you, every day was a party there.
Yeah, she says it's magic. She's saying you brought magic to the Sugar Shack. It was party every day. Rudy saying it was a party every day. It was magic.
And no problems. I can't believe
and
no
problems.
The way everybody was the color, the gangsters, the pimps, the straights.
Yep.
The college kids. Everybody was there, and we never had a problem, right, Lil?
She says, yeah, I'm going to put you back there. He says,
everybody was there, but you never had a problem.
You know, Rudy, I don't remember you ever getting mad at anybody. Do you get mad? I never saw you mad.
No,
you mad
I'm saying I'm saying we had all kinds of people in there. We never had a problem.
There was no racism. No problem with Chinese. They could be from Timbuktu. They got the same kind of welcome. The guy didn't have no shoes, maybe. I don't know. There's so much love.
Yeah. We had the gangsters, the pimps. We had the straight people. And we never had a problem.
None. It was a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and it lasted oh so long, as Benny King would say. What's the name of that song? Oh, and it lasted so long. That's with Sugar Shack. It's in my heart.
You're right.
In my heart all the time. I could never forget it. I relive it all the time they hug me. And it's happening. If I go out to the store, I know it's going to happen.
Well, let me say this to you. Thank God that these gentlemen, George Wilson and Tom Hayes, after 50 years, they're reviving the Sugar Shack. We opened almost 50 years ago.
That's Sugar Shack magic.
Yeah, and these gentlemen are making history. They're bringing it back. They're doing a documentary. Tom, did you tell them what you're doing?
Okay. It's overwhelming. It really is. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
But it's happening. I just can't wait to see you, Rudy.
Yeah.
What about
all the waitresses? We had Sally. We had...
Chandra and her sister. Chandra, Barry, Maida, and the twins.
Girl, I can't think of her name.
Sally?
No, not Sally.
Sally's best girlfriend.
There was another one, the little from Roxbury, I think she was. I can't think of her name.
I can't think of it either right now. Rudy, we're getting old. That's why we can't remember.
Well, I'm getting old, too. I'm 87 years old. I don't know how I made it.
I'll be 89 this in 6 months.
I know it, yeah. I could never believe that you're older than me. When I met you, you look like a teenager.
Well, they still say that now, but I think they're lying. They're trying to make me feel good. They say, you haven't changed. Everybody changes. But next year I'll be 90, so God's going to tell me something. You come here for a reason.
Well, God bless you.
Right.
God bless you, Lou.
Thank you, and God bless you too, Rudy. Is Sticker in Vegas? Huh?
No, he passed away about a year ago.
I'm sorry. He was a good guy. You had a good brother. God bless his soul. I'm sorry for your loss.
Well, you know something,
Rudy? We didn't come here to stay. None of us came here to stay. We got to go. Like Bob Hope says, nobody wants to die. They want to stay, but nobody wants to go to heaven. No, nobody wants to die to get there. Everybody wants to go to heaven. Nobody wants to die to get there. And that's true.
That's right.
In my prayers every night, I tell God, I'm not ready. I'm not ready to go nowhere. Everything I did in Sugar Shack, I want to do it all over again. That's how I feel.
I don't blame
you.
That's
in my heart.
You remember the little lunch stand we used to have in the back?
What did you say?
The lunch counter.
Who?
You remember we used to have a little snack bar in the back.
I remember
bar,
the snack
there.
Bar.
Yeah, and there was
that.
The couple that ran the snack bar.
Well, I remember that. Remember we used to go to that other restaurant on, was it Beacon Street?
Yeah, right.
Carmel,
the hotel.
That was a hotel, but I never went upstairs to the hotel, Rudy. I was a good girl. I was no saint, though, but I was a good girl. I had fun. I had a good time. I did it all over again. The Pioneer Club afterwards. We used to get home 6 o'clock in the morning. And then on weekends, I hardly ever went home. I stayed over at Contessa's house. A lot of weekends. Her mother's name was Billy, right?
I can't hear that. What was that?
Sandy's mother name was Billy, right?
Oh, yes, right. Billy, yeah, I think. Yeah.
Billy, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait till I tell Sandy I saw Rudy. I heard Rudy Guarino. Can I give her your number? What does that mean? Can I give Sandy your number?
Hey, maybe you can get
that means you got a chick out there. You got a chick out there, Rudy. That's why you don't want to give me Sandy have your number. Rudy, you're 87 now. You can't be doing that Pandas game. I'm going to tell Sandy. I asked Rudy, could I give you a number? And he said maybe. So I'll wait until maybe after a while you might say yes. Or maybe I just won't say nothing. I'll wait till it happens. You don't love people that you don't stop loving people. People that you met in Ship Shack, you love, you still love them. We all do. Always will. That's life. Some people aren't worth it, they say, but we still love them. That's life.
Yeah.
I do it all over again, Rudy. Huh?
Tell Tom I can't hear you too good. You know, you're coming over, but I'm not picking it up.
Okay, I'll give you back to Stella. I love you. God
all
bless
right.
you. Take care of you. And I hope I talk to you again soon, okay, Rudy? This was awesome.
We will. We'll keep in touch. We're going to...
Come on now, Rudy.
Huh?
Okay, how about now? Can you got me? You got me?
Yeah, I got you. You're coming over clear.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Anyway, let's hope it came out on the when we replay it, it'll come out.
All right. What are we gonna do? Play some records?
Today I don't know. I think we'll just, because we're here, we'll just kind of. I'm so glad we got this on radio and recorded.
Oh yeah.
For old
time. Yeah. I'm so glad that she's telling me everybody's alive. I thought the La Contessa passed away. She's still
alive. La Contessa, Chandra.
Yeah, all of
them. We got to get some shots. Maybe we'll do this again with Lil and Chandra. You guys can get together and we'll do it all together. Okay, she's going to get us in touch with Chandra and those guys.
Yeah, good. That would be fun. Chandra's got a lot of stories, too.
I'll bet she does. All these women were gorgeous and still are. The Lil is gorgeous. She's gorgeous.
And
it's all that love that's keeping her alive, man. Man, it's beautiful stuff. I mean, today was this was the best interview yet today.
Good. It'll get better as you go along.
Yeah, she talked about Barboza. She talked about Whitey. She talked about Maffeo. and Materano, and she gave beautiful stories. Beautiful, all full of love. She said,
yeah,
Go ahead.
All those guys were there. She used to see them. The big guys.
They all were gentlemen, except she didn't like Barboza.
Oh, Barboza, he was in a. He was an unusual guy, very unusual.
Yeah.
He was he looked like a maniac and was a maniac. The other guys were all friendly and nice.
Yeah, yeah. Rudy, this is just an unbelievable story, my friend.
Well, we've got to keep it up. We've got to keep it going.
Well, we are. We just keep adding more and more footage. You know that we got tickets to go out to see George Clinton.
Yeah, I know. Tell her about George Clinton. She got any stories about George?
No, she doesn't remember the Funkadelics that much.
She remembers the name.
No, she don't. But no, we were excited to my buddy put up the money for the tickets. For us to fly out there.
Oh, beautiful. Well, George, you're going to have a ball with George.
Yep, it's great. Rudy, this gets bigger and better.
He's one in a million, George Clinton. I'm so glad that he's still touring and everything else.
That's right. And we got a picture here of Gladys Knight and the Tips at the Shack.
Is that right?
Yep, and I'm hoping that we can convince her to give us an interview. We got the Blue Notes. We got one of the original members of the Blue Notes.
My daughter, yeah, Bernie Wilson.
Yeah, Bernie Wilson. She's got one of Bernie Wilson. Hang on. There you go.
Rudy.
You got Bernie Wilson.
The first time Bernie ever went to the Sugar Shack, it was the first time I never seen him before, right? He called me. He said, "Excuse me, can I ask you a question?" I said, "Of course." He said, "Do the police out here allow the ladies to work the streets?" I said, "Oh, my God, he's a pimp." I didn't know who he was. That's how I met Teddy Pendergrass. But he always respected me. Always, always, always. Even that wasn't a respect. He just wanted to know. He was being himself. He didn't do anything wrong to me. I never had nobody disrespect me. And I was telling him here, all the years I worked there, the pimps are always trying to get another lady. You never heard me going out with anyone, nobody. Nobody, because I didn't. One guy asked me, I think it was Touch. You think I hang out with Lance Burgo? Asked me, would I be his lady? I said, I'm a lady without being yours. I said, that's all I like, sir. I said, I got a job. And Louis laughed. But it's true.
Yeah. Well, you knew how to handle.
Beautiful. Who?
You knew how to handle those people, Lil. You knew how to handle all those pimps and everybody.
Oh no, I was kind and loving to all of them, and they gave it the same to me in return. And you know what about the pimps? They all made sure that I made a good night's pay. They all did. They make sure that I made a lot of money every night. Because who wants five pictures a night? Nobody. But they take
Lillian.
Five pictures to make sure that I was okay. They were beautiful.
Lillian, is that you?
They're beautiful. Huh?
Do you remember me? I'm Sandy Kirby's sister, Dottie.
Oh, my God.
Hi, honey. How are you? Oh,
my
God. Lillian.
You're in Vegas?
No, I'm actually in Melrose, Massachusetts.
You're where?
I'm in Melrose.
You're in Melrose?
Yeah,
oh
I'm still in Massachusetts.
Fantastic.
Oh, my God. Have
wow.
you heard from Connie Rose?
Connie died.
No. When?
Yes, Connie passed away. Matter of fact, Sonny Lovelace and Sandy from the Sugar Shack, when I was a hostess, and Sonny Lovelace and I went to her wake. Connie's been
I
dead
never
about 10
knew
years.
That. Oh, my God.
She's dead about 10
I was,
years.
I was trying to get a hold of
went to.
Julie.
Her
do you ever hear from
married.
Julie? Oh, that's so,
Julie was my son's first girlfriend. With long
oh,
hair.
I know that. I remember.
Julie moved to Connecticut. And I think
right.
she was going to be a nurse. She was
oh,
going to be a nurse in
for
Connecticut.
Her.
She changed.
Wow.
She got out of her life. She
oh, that's
life
good.
Anymore.
Yeah.
I was lucky.
Yeah.
And you know what? My son got married twice. I never wanted another daughter-in-law but Julie.
I
think
know.
She was Irish.
She was a doll.
I love her to this day. She was a doll. She was sweet. I love her to death.
Your daughter married Skinny Richie, right? Your daughter married
huh?
Skinny Richie.
Yeah, my
your daughter.
That's right. She remembers my dad. The one over there, she remembers when she got married to Skinny Richie.
Yep.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I remember
they had four beautiful children. I mean, they're gorgeous.
Oh, you sound great. You sound so good.
Next year I'll be 90.
Days.
I don't know how great it is.
Wow,
I
that's insane.
I live in New Bedford. You ever go to New Bedford?
No, not really.
You know where
New Bedford is? I know where it is. Yeah, I'm sort of retired, but I work a couple of days a week, and I never hear from Sandy anymore.
I did my days of working. I work
yes,
for Sugar
you
Shack.
Did.
That would be it. But I don't. Yeah. I don't go to work. I retired, and that's it.
Good for you. Does Rudy remember Sandy?
How could we ever forget Sandy?
That's the Contessa.
I remember Sandy. Everybody remembers Sandy. You remember
I know.
Right? Everybody remembers Sandy. She was my ace in the hole. She was like my sister.
Yep, me too.
I loved everybody.
Yeah,
loved
you were
you.
Awesome.
I haven't seen you. I still love you.
I know. I remember
always
you always wearing hot pants. Satin hot pants.
I want to hug you, too. That's a Sugar Shack feeling. Even to the phone, brother. How about that?
Oh, this is wonderful. I'm so happy that I connected. It is. Because Rudy, I'm friends with Rudy on Facebook, and he said, call in, Dottie. And I'm like, I got to call in and say hello to all my old friends. So nice.
But you know what? I moved to New Bedford. All my old friends are dead.
How did Connie die?
I have two girlfriends. They're all dead. Huh?
How did Connie die?
Cancer.
Oh, my God.
It was the most awful wake I ever went through in my life. I didn't even know in a casket. I thought I was in the wrong funeral parlor. She didn't look like her. She had no makeup on, no jewelry on.
And she
was
always beautiful. She was a beautiful girl.
She wasn't beautiful in a casket.
Was she with Ernest?
We lived in the same house.
Ernest
puts
all the
guys are all dead on me. All of them.
Oh, my God.
Ernest.
I know Big Daddy died.
Big Daddy died a long time ago. Both Big Daddies died. And Big Daddy's wife died. Most of those people that you knew then are dead. But the
would it Mary Ann Perkins?
I don't know if she's alive or not. But most of them are living in down at Cape Cod.
Yes. I'm friends with Jason, their son.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to see their son. I remember when
Jason
was born.
Oh, my God, he's gorgeous. He's gorgeous.
Wow. He was a handsome kid.
Yeah. Oh, really? And I can't believe it's
life.
You. Yeah, she did.
It's me. I'm here in the flesh. Well, I'll give you my address.
Why do I tell my daughter? My daughter, Debbie, will be so happy that I talked to you. I got to text her and tell you. My kids are, I have 13 grandchildren.
Wow.
You have what?
God bless.
I have 13
grandchildren.
Yep.
God bless you. You have 13?
I know.
I have 7.
One great-grandchild. And all my kids are successful. They did really well. My son's a lieutenant colonel in the Army. Janine does well.
That's
because
they were raised well.
Thank you. Well, I didn't have any help. But I did okay. Just fine.
What did I tell Donna? Skinny Richie. Wait, I'm going to call her today and tell her if she don't call me first.
Oh, please,
and
give her my best. I'm so excited to talk to all of you.
I'm so excited. My God. This is overwhelming.
And
it's unbelievable.
You sound the same.
It's unbelievable that the love from those days can carry on to this.
I know.
A lot of years.
Oh, my God.
But the memory is still
there. I had
the
best time working there.
You had the best time?
I remember.
Everybody did.
I remember Sandy gave me Skinny Richie's table, and that night I made over $100 in tips. So I was like, oh, my God, awesome. It was that. And I remember Keith Francis, your nephew.
Nothing them days.
Nothing at all, I know.
So
and you remember Keith Francis was your nephew, right, or your cousin?
He died. Keith Francis
oh,
was my
no.
nephew. He was a racetrack runner. He's a big name in New Bedford. They always have fundraisers for in his memory. They named the school Keith School, and they named a racetrack after him. He won a lot of racetracks.
I had the biggest crush on him. Oh,
did you know
my
sister Sandra?
Yeah.
She remembers Donna and Skinny Richie. You must know my sister Sandra. I got good.
I do. Yes.
Yeah, my sister Sandra. She said, "Let me say hi." You say hi.
Hi.
Wow.
I'm
no sister.
That's incredible. Oh,
it's a small world.
It's such a small world, and it's so nice to connect with all of you.
Right. Same here.
Oh.
Here's Lil.
Okay, honey.
Imagine that she remembers Bonner and Skinny Richie. What?
Is Skinny Richie still alive?
Skinny Richie's still alive.
Yeah.
He don't look like he used to. He looked old.
Of course.
You remember John Bradshaw?
Sure. Yes.
That was my husband, right?
I know.
He's not my husband anymore. But that man calls me every other day. Do you need anything? Can I do anything for you? Because if you don't tell me and I don't know, I will be hurt.
You
want to
help
you whenever I can.
Forever.
And I have a lot of pride. I tell him I don't want anything. I just want your affection and the way you feel about me. We have a feeling.
And your friendship.
He's still my husband. We're not together. Haven't been together for
years.
Wow.
You were together for years. I know it.
35 years I haven't been with him. He's still
wow.
handsome.
Wow. Of course. Oh. That, you know.
Oh, my
Well,
gosh.
I hope your life is good.
I hope
it was
so. I hope so, too.
Wonderful to talk to you. I love you all.
Like this. I
yeah,
love
this
you.
Is
I love
great.
You.
I'm going to. I'm going to call in every week because I just to connect
okay.
with people from the old days is wonderful, and I'm so happy. I
okay.
love you all.
And
everybody
more,
have
to,
a wonderful day.
I'll have more to share with you next time.
Yes, next time. And
okay,
happy
God
Easter,
bless,
everybody.
Okay?
And God bless you all. Love you. Bye.
I'm back. This is Tony.
Bye-bye.
Who did we have? Who did we have call in, Rudy? Who was that?
She's one of this little knows all the background on the. That's Lil.
Oh, okay. I will.
The waitresses.
I will. Oh, it was one of the waitresses?
I think it was Dottie.
Yeah, okay. Susanna told me that she got in touch with her. That's great. Well, Rudy, this is getting more fascinating every day, isn't it?
Yeah, it's. That's the whole thing. It just keeps growing and growing. And, the more we keep it going, the more they pop up.
That's right. Well, listen, as always, it was a great, great show. What can you say? We had a beautiful day. What a heartfelt day. This is so much love down here, Rudy.
New Bedford was the home of the...
Tavares. Yep, so...
Yeah, Tavares for New Bedford, too.
Yep. Well, let's... I'm going to sign off. We had a beautiful day. God, what a beautiful woman. What a beautiful stories. We got it on film. Rudy, this is going to be a killer show, buddy.
Okay, my friend. And is Lil still there?
Yeah. Hey, you want to say goodbye?
Yeah.
Okay, one more time.
Rudy,
Lil.
Can you hug me? Rudy?
I'm so happy that I got in touch with you.
I hope I can talk to you again soon.
We sent out all kinds of signals, and we finally found you. I'm glad I found
okay.
you. It's a pleasure to see you.
I'm glad you found me, too, Rudy. That man upstairs needs to be. I knew I was here for a reason. Now I know. I was always here for the Sugar Shack anyway. God bless you and
you
be safe.
And,
I love you, Rudy.
We'll get someday.
Oh, Rudy, I'm going to play a little George Clinton here, and we'll get off the air. But this is a great show, man.